Chapter 8. Love. When Louis's father and mother discovered that Louis was missing, they felt awful. No other young swan had disappeared from the lakes, only Louis. "The question now arises," said the Cobb to his wife, "whether or not I should go and look for our son. I am disinclined to leave these attractive lakes now, in the fall of the year, with winter coming on. I have, in fact, been looking forward to this time of serenity and peace and the society of other waterfowl. I like the life here." "There's another little matter to consider besides your personal comfort," said his wife. "Has it occurred to you that we have no idea which direction Louis went when he left? You don't know where he went any more than I do. If you were to start out looking for him, which way would you fly?" "Well," replied the Cobb, "in the last analysis, I believe I would go south." "What do you mean in the last analysis?" said the swan impatiently. "You haven't analyzed anything. Why do you say in the last analysis? And why do you pick south as the way to go looking for Louis? There are other directions. There's north and east and west. There's northeast, southeast, southwest, northwest." "True," replied the Cobb, "and there are all those in-between directions, north-northeast, east-southeast, west-southwest. There's north by east, and east by north. There's south-southeast a half-east, and there's west by north a half-north. The directions a young swan could start off in are almost too numerous to think about." So it was decided that no search would be made. "We'll just wait here and see what happens," said the Cobb. "I feel sure Louis will return in the fullness of time." Months went by. Winter came to the Red Rock Lakes. The nights were long and dark and cold. The days were short and bright and cold. Sometimes the wind blew. But the swans and geese and ducks were safe and happy. The warm springs that fed the lakes kept the ice from covering them. There were always open places. There was plenty of food. Sometimes a man would arrive with a bag of grain and spread the grain where the birds could get it.